From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. officials say President Barack Obama will announce Monday that he is sending as many as 250 U.S. troops to Syria to help fight Islamic State militants. He is expected to make the announcement in Germany. The extra U.S. forces will include medical and intelligence personnel. Defense Secretary Ash Carter recently announced the deployment of a similar number of additional U.S. troops to Iraq. President Obama says the United States and the European Union must move forward on a free trade agreement despite opposition to the idea. Mr. Obama spoke during a joint news conference with German Chancellor Angela Merkel in Hanover, Germany.
Recent surveys in the United States, for example, showed that actually the majority of people still favor trade. They still recognize on balance that it's a good idea.
Opponents have been critical of what they perceive as negotiations carried out away from public scrutiny, and they fear the pact will hand too much power to big multinational companies at the expense of consumers and workers. The United Nations Security Council is condemning North Korea for its submarine launch of ballistic missile test on Saturday. In a statement issued Sunday, the council said it was another serious violation of existing UN resolutions. The statement also warned that the Security Council will take further significant measures against North Korea. Preliminary results show the candidate of Austria's Anti-Immigration Freedom Party winning the first-round presidential election, garnering more than 35% of the vote. The lead by Norbert Hofer is widely seen as reflecting voter alarm over Europe's migrant influx. This is VOA News.